This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Housing in Colorado's mountain towns has become a hot-button issue in the last few years. Proposition 123, a voter-approved measure that created the state's first funding stream for affordable housing in 2022, is starting to produce results. Silverton is the first jurisdiction to meet goals with 10 new units that will be move-in ready by March. And CPR's Haley May reports they're not alone.
Several jurisdictions are close to compliance for their own Prop 123 projects. Arvada, for example, has 441 units. Durango is also near its target. And then Ouray and Ridgeway also just completed their own. The state's calling the funding a game changer, especially for small towns, but they know that multiple strategies are needed to continue solving the housing crisis in places like Silverton, especially for renters.
That was CPR's Haley May. The state expects about 23,000 affordable housing units funded by Prop 123 to come online by the year's end. Well, there was finally snow in the forecast this week. The entire state has been in a snow drought this winter. A new report finds that winters are getting shorter across the West. The group Climate Central looked at temperatures in nearly 250 cities across the country and found that periods of winter conditions had shortened in 80% of them. Caitlin Trudeau, a researcher with the group, says the West's dependence on snowpack for water means the impacts can be very serious.
This will cause cascading impacts throughout the rest of the year across the West.
Colorado Springs had six fewer winter days, according to the report. This is CPR News.